A banner year. That's how state officials described the 47th annual Florida Folk Festival in White Springs. Though they're still tallying the final ticket sales, the staff members of the Department of State say they may have broken even for the first time on the state's official festival, thanks in part to Mother Nature and in large part to the Nashville sound brought to the main stage from two well-known singer-songwriters who came home to Florida. Donna Green Townsend reports.
Maybe it was the full moon or lack of rain this year, but festival organizers have no doubt the numbers were higher this year, $25,000 higher, thanks to the audience draw for recording artist Tom T. Hall from Sopchoppy, Florida, and Quincy, Florida native Billy Dean.
So fly, go ahead and fly until you find out who you are. And I will keep my love unspoken somewhere in my broken heart.
Billy Dean last visited White Springs, the home of the Florida Folk Festival, 25 years ago at the age of 12. Since leaving his panhandle hometown, Dean has earned numerous country music honors, including the Top New Male Vocalist and Song of the Year at the Academy of Country Music Awards, a Grammy nomination, as well as a CMA Horizon Award nomination, among others. Despite 15 years of Nashville success, he wanted to come back to his Florida roots.
I'd reached a point in my career where I kind of wanted to step out of the commercial vein a little bit and start finding really where, start playing for an audience and some folks that I really felt like I fit into, you know, people that love music and love the simplicity of a sort of a troubadour kind of a singer. And I had just told my agency, I said, can you guys start trying to book me on some of the folk festivals?
Dean seemed a little nervous about how he'd be accepted by the Florida folk scene.
I know that country music audiences probably aren't, or folk music audiences probably wouldn't be used to seeing a country music singer in a folk festival, but I really feel like that's where I belong.
The whole premise of bringing a country music star to a folk festival stage stirred up some heated debate in some Florida folk circles. But the new chief for the Bureau of Historical Museums with the Florida Department of State, Susan Olson, didn't see a problem.
You know, as far as academically, people toy back and forth as far as country roots and where that fits into folklore. But every year as academics, you know, we wrestle with those issues. And it's a matter of, you know, how far you push and bend and really defining what folklore and folk tradition is.
Dean performed at White Springs for only travel expenses, which helped the festival budget. He's taking a new path in his music career. He plans to release an all-acoustic album later this year. He says he hopes his new unplugged style will give him acceptance from the traditional festival performers.
All I know is that I love to write songs, and I love the acoustic version of songs. I love, I've always been a singer-songwriter and sort of a solo performer, and I love what I found so far today, walking around, listening to all the different performers. I see a lot of performers, most everyone I saw today, playing for the love of music.
Festival organizer Olson says Dean did earn the audience's respect. And the bottom line is he got more Floridians into the festival. And now that they've seen what else the festival has to offer, maybe they'll come back.
What it does is it gives people the chance to experience a performer that they know, and it also gives people a taste of what folklore is. What that does is then kind of gets them hooked on folklore so that we'll see their faces again next year.
Even for Billy Dean, the concept of coming back to the festival was real. He first attended White Springs as a young boy, and this year he brought his own two children to experience the Florida he remembered.
This is always home to me. This still feels like home. The smells, the sand. I wanted my little boy to feel that bottom of that Suwannee River out there. And he was going, oh, yuck, Dad. Ooh, gross, Dad. I said, man, there's nothing gross. I said, well, just, he said, I don't like slimy things. I said, Well, buddy, you know, some slimy things are pretty nice. You feel your feet on there.
This trip to Florida brought back a lot of memories to Dean of his early years in nearby Quincy and all the back porch picking and jamming sessions when he was a kid.
This is what we did growing up. It was the only entertainment we could afford, you know, and it was the best kind, the purest kind, while the kids sat out and played in the dirt and stayed up late and played hide and seek at night, and the men and the women and sit around and drink. And what we used to do is eat raw oysters and pick music, you know, and I want to bring that back into my life.
One of Dean's first big Nashville hits drew upon those early Quincy years in Billy the Kid.
And I miss Billy the Kid, the time that he had and the life that he lived.
Now Dean says he's found a new niche in his songwriting.
I would like to, you know, just being a solo guitar player, balladeer of singing, I'll just come out and say it. Wooing women is what I want to do with my guitar and my music. I think it's the most, I don't know, it's and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a very pure spiritual way, you know, I think that's where I fit.
Dean's newest song demonstrates his latest romantic spiritual vein.
What are some of those lyrics that we're going to hear?
I love you like a wildfire loves the wind, from way down in my soul, out through my skin.
From way down in my soul, out through my skin. You might say I feel it in my bones.
Dean's new song will be featured in the Kevin Costner movie For the Love of the Game, due out this summer. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
Every touch and every kiss and every moment just like this. The way you dance, the way you smile, and wear your hair just a little while. The way you woo me like you do. And it's no